I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. It's been a little while since we had a regular Dr. Bill show. I was in Branson, Missouri last week, and I did one for my hotel room, which was a little odd. The lighting was terrible. So, what are you going to do? But today I'm doing the show actually a day early. And I also didn't do a show last weekend, because I was coming back from Branson, Missouri. So, what are you going to do? You know, I was just really, really busy. But this weekend is my son Ben's graduation from college. That's mildly disturbing, because I can remember when he was just a little bitty baby, and it was just a couple of days ago. Actually, of course, it wasn't, but you know what I mean. He's now 21, and he's graduating from college. How does that work? Actually, I know how that works. I've graduated from college, but that's not what I meant. Anyway, so I want to be fully focused on that tomorrow entirely. So, I'm not going to do the show tomorrow. I'm going to do it today. It's a timey-wimey thing. You'll figure it out. So, Fred, how's it going? That well. Fred is not known for his jocularity. Well, you're not. Anyway. So we had some interesting news this week. You can tell it must be something bad for Microsoft if I'm this happy, right? Yes. I put an article out here on April the 28th. Save yourselves and your friends! And I enjoyed writing it, too. And I say here, I've told everyone I've known for years that Microsoft Internet Explorer is not safe to use. It is always unsafe. Google Chrome, Mozilla, Firefox, and Opera are far safer. But now, even the U.S. government and the U.K. Though, for those of you in Rio Linda, the U.K. is England, the United Kingdom. Even the U.K. are telling us to forego using Internet Explorer. It was announced today, April 28th, as I wrote it then, that the Computer Emergency Readiness Team, CERT, is encouraging us to stop using IE. The flaw that was found by security firm FireEye is being used with a known flash-based exploit technique to attack financial and defense organizations in the U.S. via Internet Explorer 9, 10, and 11. So, you're not safe if you're using Internet Explorer. Now, there's a follow-up to this story that I'll get to in a bit. But it says here, 55% of the Internet still uses Internet Explorer and are now at risk. Don't be a follower of the evil empire. Be a leader. Tell your friends to save themselves from Microsoft's unsafe browser. You know I enjoyed writing this little article. I strongly encourage you to use Google Chrome. It is free, and it's more secure than any other browser. So let's be safe out there. Do you remember the old Hill Street Blues show? The sergeant would say, let's be safe out there. Well, you should be safe out there by using a real browser. Not Internet Explorer. Now, we're going to find out in a later article as we get to it that they did patch it. And actually, they did pretty well with patching it. But am I going to give them a break? No. They're Microsoft. They're evil. I don't put up with evil. So there. Okay, let's go to the next article. Next article is the banana pie. Do you want a bite? Yes. You know that I talk about the raspberry pie. What did I do with my raspberry pie? It's here somewhere. But anyway, it's a little bitty computer on a chipboard thing. Small. Well, the banana pie is small too, but it's more powerful. Stephen J. Vaughn Nichols. My old buddy, Stephen J. Vaughn Nichols. I like Stephen J. Vaughn Nichols because he is such a proponent of Linux. Dude. Anyway, the banana pie is the next generation, he asks, of single board computers. He says the maker community loves the Raspberry Pi single board computer SBC, but the $35 Raspberry Pi, which was introduced in 2012, with its 700 megahertz ARM 11 processor and 512 megs of RAM, is looking a little dowdy these days. So LeeMaker.org has introduced the faster Banana Pi. It's pie. Before launching into the technical details, you should know that the Banana Pi is not in any way, shape, or form an official successor to the Raspberry Pi. It's a Raspberry Pi clone from a Chinese educational group. That said, with its 24-pin header layout, the Banana Pi is designed to be mechanically and electrically compatible with the Raspberry Pi add-on modules. So anything you have for the Raspberry Pi will work with the Banana Pi. The difference is, it's a little bit more expensive. It's $74 after shipping. However, that's a good deal, given that the Banana Pi comes with a dual-core Cortex A7-based all-winter A20 system-on-a-chip running at 1 gigahertz. That's much faster than the Raspberry Pi's 700 megahertz, megahertz as opposed to gigahertz, ARM 11-based Broadcom BCM2835 processor. It also includes a more powerful Mali 400 GPU, or graphics processor unit. So, cooler graphics, faster CPU, and a gig of RAM built-in Ethernet. Ethernet. So, there you go. A banana pie. And it looks like that. Cool. So, cool stuff. And of course, yes, you guessed it, I want one. I haven't done anything with the Raspberry Pi yet. But I'm an equal opportunity kind of guy, you know? I like Raspberry Pi, I like banana pie. I like pie. Whether it's numeric, 3.14, blah, 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 or pie that you eat. I'm good either way. All right, next item, Star Wars 7. The cast has been announced. The wait is over to know for sure. And yes, Luke and Leia and Han and 3PO and R2-D2 will all be back. Dude. But they also have other folk that will be part of the cast. John Boyega, Daisy Ridley, Adam Driver, Oscar Isaac, Andy Serkis. Serkis, S-E-R-K-I-S. Donald Gleason, and Max von Sydow. Max von Sydow, I mean, he's as old as dirt. You know what I'm saying? Dude, he's been around forever. But he will be joining the original stars, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, and Kenny Baker in the new film. The director will be J.J. Abrams. And he says, "We're so excited to finally share the cast of Star Wars Episode 7. It is both thrilling and surreal to watch the beloved original cast and these brilliant new performers come together to bring this world to life once again. We start shooting in a couple of weeks, and everyone is doing their best to make the fans proud." Speaking of which, today, as I record this, is May the 2nd, Tomorrow is Ben's graduation. That's May the 3rd. But Sunday is May the 4th. Some of you are going, whoopee-doo. I knew that. It's May the 4th. Yes, but May the 4th be with you. It's Star Wars Day. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll kiss $3. Goodbye. Okay, that's Hardware Wars. But it's still... it's still Star Wars Day. Geek holiday par excellence. Dude. So, I mean, you can't help but get excited over Star Wars Day. And they announced the new cast just in time for us to celebrate Star Wars Day. So get out your lightsaber and wave it around and look silly. Because, of course, that's what we do on Star Wars Day is look silly. Okay, Fred, yes. Some of us look silly all the time. You're right. But Sunday is a good day to really go for it. All right. Next item, a new look for Firefox. It's been renovated. You know, speaking of which, a little interesting tidbit of trivia. I like to watch HGTV and DIY. Not that I'm ever going to do any actual remodeling and things of that nature myself, except for computers, but I like to watch it. You say, what does that have to do with anything? I was talking about renovation, and it reminded me that I like to watch those shows. They're fun. But anyway, I digress. Firefox got renovated, and it didn't even take, you know, the guys on DIY Network to do it. No, it was just the Mozilla Foundation. They got together and said, we're going to do a lot of cool stuff and change the look and feel and make it more modern and cool. And so they did. It's release version number 29. It was announced today, April the 29th, as I wrote it. And it has new customization options, a new cleaner, more modern look. And it also includes an updated sync feature that allows you to add multiple devices onto your Firefox account on Windows, Mac, Linux, and Android. It also has the ability to customize a swipeable history where you can swipe it like on a tablet. Top sites, bookmarks, and a reading list home screen page that you can choose of that list to make your mobile default page. Cool! So, download the new version and set it up. You'll like it. I did. I thought it looked pretty cool. Anyway, this is cross-posted from VertZine. Of course, VertZine is the blog and video netcast for online, the online magazine for virtualization and cloud computing. I got it, finally. Just took a minute to get my brain straightened out. Anyway, on VertZine, I have an article about Amazon S3 open source clone. So if you like Amazon S3, which I use Amazon S3, I put all my videos up onto Amazon S3 and CloudFront, and it all comes out of the cloud. Well, if I had a huge infrastructure like they did, I now could get the actual open source software that would make it all work just like Amazon S3. And it would work to the point that even tools like Dragon Disk, which has been a Geek Software of the Week before, by the way, and which I use all the time to keep all my files synced up there and backed up, Dragon Disk will actually work with this product, okay? And this is an open source project called Libre S3. Yeah, like LibreOffice. Libre means free. Free is free. Free is open source. Libre is free. Okay? So, Libre S3 is a product of this company, Skylabel, which released the open source version of the Amazon S3 service and can be installed in a data center and used just like Amazon S3 with the same tools such as Dragon Disk, which I mentioned. Both the source code and binary packages are available for download. Dude. At this URL, by the way, they are available for download. So go for it. Build your own Amazon S3 clone. Yes. Whoa! I suspected that was coming from Fred. It's time for the Geek Software of the Week, as Fred just reminded me. And the Geek Software of the Week this week is... I laugh because it is FreeMake Video Converter. A lot of you are going, Dr. Bill, another video converter? Yes, but this one is free. You say, well, all of the last ones were free. Yes! But this one has more features, which is cool. It'll do more things than the earlier ones that I talked about. And it's highly recommended. And I say here, I know a lot of Geek Software Week releases have been video converters. But there's a really big demand for this kind of tool, at least by me. FreeMake is free, which is very important, and it is easy to use and has a lot of features other converters don't have. Here's what they say about themselves. I want you to listen closely to what they say about themselves. Convert video free to AVI, MP4, WMV, MKV, 3GP, DVD, MP3, iPad, iPhone, PSP, Android phones. Video to MP3 with one click. Rip and burn DVD. Convert YouTube to MP4, AVI, etc. with FreeMake. Guaranteed result. Now I laugh because obviously as I say in the thing, I suspect English isn't their first language, you know what I mean? Guaranteed result. All our PESAR belong to us. But anyway, it's very cool software. So there you go. Maybe it's exactly what you're looking for, and if it's not, well, hey. It'll even download YouTube videos. I mean, it's multifunctional, I'm telling you. So check it out. And remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of drbillbailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.